Austin Stolk of the Arweva football team joined us here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. Austin, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mason.
You guys last week faced a pretty good Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton team, and you kind of got things going there. Take us through kind of that first half of football and how you guys played in the first half.
Yeah, you know, I thought offensively, you know, we kind of set the tone from the first drive. You know, it was a matter of we needed a bounce back game to put in four quarters together after our game against Audubon, and our guys responded at home with that win last week. And you know, I think we established in the run game really well, which kind of opened up to a few short passes where we needed them here and there, and you know, transitioning into a little bit different quarterback role in some situations there, and trying to get some more weapons involved. You know, kind of halfway through the season now, but I thought our guys did a nice job of sealing the point of attack and getting to the next level and sustaining blocks on offense to kind of sustain drives, and we kind of clean things up as far as penalties and turnovers go as well, and that definitely helps when you win in those small margins. So, yeah, overall, offensively, I thought our execution was much better than what it was in the first few weeks of games, and hopefully we can keep that continuing this week.
And you talk about getting better and improving. To improve now going into kind of the meat of the district schedule here, do you feel like that's really important for you guys?
Absolutely. It's a critical time that we could have a game like that, Mason. You know, and it's a matter of our guys understanding, you know, and we have to continue to understand that we have to get better, though. We can't just be complacent with where we're at. You know, every team in our district is getting better day by day and week by week, and we got to do the same thing. You know, and it's a matter of, you know, our guys, we came to film on Monday, and we saw some good things we did, but we saw some constructive things that we needed to fix as well, some minor tweaks in our blocking schemes or our communication or our defensive gaps or whatever the case may be. And you know, our guys, they've done a really nice job of being attentive in figuring out on a screen what they need to fix when they see film of themselves and of their teammates. And you know, they've done a really good job, particularly in the last 2 weeks, of transitioning some of that stuff into practice and into scout week specific things as well. So, you know, our guys are getting better day by day, and that's what it takes. You can't stay stagnant when you have a district like we do.
And you talk about that district. This matchup here this week, Coon Rapids versus Arweva, going to have some big district implications for you guys. Do you feel like that's something that you're going to look at and say, you know, it's not time to hit the panic button through the middle of the season, but, you know, we need to probably get this one under our belt?
Yeah, you know, it's a deal where, you know, reality shows that, you know, we're 2-2, they're 3-1, and you're only on week five of the season. But you know, like you said, you're not in a must-win situation. But when you already have one district loss in our shoes, you know, you got to treat each game like it's extremely important for your implications come down further the road. And you know, it's a matter of, like I said, it's our guys taking one day at a time, getting better, you know, each day in all the little aspects and winning in the details. You know, you can look at the big chunk plays, or you can look at the obvious schematic things you need to do. But when you get it, dial into the details and sustaining those blocks and particularly hitting those gaps where we need to hit them. And it's the little things like that, you know, we've dialed in on because we understand the importance of a game like this. You know, every game here on out is extremely important, but, you know, it starts with this one. And Coon's playing well, particularly on offense. You know, when you can put up 60s and 70s points, you know, in a few different games in your first four games, you know, you can be very explosive on offense. And they kind of look to the Oswald kid to, he's got a decent arm throwing at the quarterback position, and he's an extremely good athlete and is very, very smart runner as well. So, you know, it's a matter of our guys keying in on their details, doing their job specifically, and then you know, letting the outcome fall where it will.
You talk about Caden Oswald. There are two of the players that they got, Caden Oswald, Ethan Bauer on the offensive end, have kind of been that threat for them this year. What do you feel like you guys need to do to be able to keep them at bay for the Coon Rapids matchup?
Yeah, you know, the Bauer kid as well, like you said, is a good weapon. The Olson kid in the backfield, you know, they got great athletes, and that's Coon Rapids has kind of always been that way, it seems. You know, this is the first year in 3 years that we've played against them, but, you know, from what we remember and what we're now seeing on film for this particular season is we're spreading things out a lot. If we're Coon Rapids, we're using our athletes and putting them in space, and that's kind of their schematics of how they're doing things. And you know, our guys have seen that on film. We've practiced it, you know, this week so far. You know, we've practiced having good pass coverage, you know, reading our cues, whatever they might be, depending on what defense we are in, you know, and particularly containing the very quick quarterback and the Oswald kid, you know, keep him in the pocket and keep him under control in the passing game. And you know, the last couple of weeks he does an excellent job of, you know, if he doesn't see something down the field and he feels that pressure coming from the edge, he does a great job of scrambling and finding gaps in the running game. So, you know, it's a matter of we have to gang tackle. We got to find, you know, where we need to be at what times when we're trying to go after him, and just fundamentally be sound in our tackling game.
For you as well, you talked about on defense being able to contain Caden Oswald. Do you feel like that's a key for them to try to go against you guys with Wyatt Regaler back there?
Yeah, you know, probably, Mason. I mean, that's you know, if you look at the statistics and you watch the film, it's you know, they got a great an outstanding, you know, all-state athlete. We do too, but you know, we feel like on our side of things, we also have other guys who can step up and be weapons for us. You know, the statistics might not show it yet, but there's a lot of intangible things that kids like the Devin Ehlers of the world do, or the Grant Wilkins of the world. You know, those guys are extreme good players in the intangible aspects. Just because it doesn't show up on the stat sheet doesn't mean anything. So, you know, that's kind of where we, you know, we take some pride in playing football as a team. It doesn't matter what's on the stat sheet. We got a lot of guys that do a lot of little things, you know, whether it's lead blocking, chip blocking, whatever the case may be. And you know, we're looking forward to using those guys, you know, maybe get them some passes, maybe get them some rushes this week, you know, maybe start opening some of them things up in the passing game. You know, otherwise, like I said, we got eight guys that will play football, whether doing tangible or intangible benefits for the team. You know, they're in it for the team, and we're in it to win the game.
For you guys as well, looking at some of the film with Coon Rapids Baird, what do you expect them to throw at you guys?
Yeah, you know, I think, like I said, offensively, I think they're going to look at spreading things out and getting the Oswald kid going in the run game. They like to run some traps. They get some athletic guards. You know, they'll do a little bit of traps with the tailback, with the quarterback. They like to do some reads on the backside defensive end, and kind of scan the field and see what he's going to do in situations. So I think they're going to look to run the ball quite a bit and then look in the passing game as well when they got us spread out. You know, and we have to be good in our pass coverage and in gap sound in our run defense.
For you guys as well, I mean, you talked about how big this game is, but you look at the district as a total, that kind of race for number two, do you feel like that's something that you guys are really looking to do with a win here this week?
I definitely think so, Mason. Yeah, you know, I think it's you know, reality has it that, you know, Audubon is taking it to a lot of teams in our district pretty good. They've got some outstanding athletes across the board, and you know, it's a matter of we have one district loss, and it is against them. And you know, they beat us pretty handedly, but there's still plenty of things to do in the district as far as our standings go. And, yeah, you know, that two spot is wide open for anybody who wants to go take it. And our guys understand that, you know, we can't look at big picture things quite yet of stuff like that. But if we take it one game at a time, one snap at a time, and, you know, one quarter at a time and play clean football, you know, we'll give ourselves a chance to win for these next 5 weeks.
Well, Austin, we appreciate you joining us here in the Mackey Motors tailgate. We wish you guys the best luck coming up next.
Okay, thanks, Mason.